Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hunt Wednesday, May 25th edition of the program. We have to discuss the horrific mass shooting in Texas that happened yesterday. What can we possibly do to avert such tragedy in the future? Why did Joe Biden immediately politicize this within hours of the event, the terrible event occurring? We will discuss this today on the show. We'll also talk about the results of the political contest yesterday, notably in Georgia. So that's all coming up here in just a moment. A lot to say on both of those topics. Law enforcement Legal Defense Fund is currently defending many officers believed to be wrongfully accused, charged, or even fired for doing their jobs. These officers and their families are counting on you to support them now in their time of need. Your donation will help them stay out of prison and avoid being financially destroyed by bogus accusations and pressure from the far left to charge the police for simply doing their job to protect you. Take a moment now and go to policedefense.org. Not only are they raising the funds necessary to get officers charged the best possible legal defense, they're helping keep the lights on, keep food on the table, and a roof over their heads. Fundraising is crucial in these woke times. Please go to policedefense.org now and consider contributing just $15 or more to the Police Defense Fund to help these officers in their time of need. policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. So, a mass murder of school children and a teacher in Texas, in Uvalde, yesterday. And the entire country is obviously in mourning. 19 children under the age of 11 all killed. Mass shooting committed by an individual who was... To say he's mentally disturbed is obvious. It's an understatement to say that he is evil. Salvador Ramos, 18 years old, he legally purchased two AR-15 rifles on his 18th birthday, and he had a fight with his mother, grandmother, and shot his own grandmother in the face. She is still fighting for her life, I believe, as I speak to you now, and then went to a school where he had been previously affiliated, and murdered a bunch of small children, children under the age of 11. It does not get more horrific than this. The entire country is obviously in a state of shock over this, and it is a horrific reminder of evil's existence in the world and how there are people who just, they embrace the ultimate darkness, a combination of mental health, of the abuse perhaps that they have suffered through either bullying or neglectful or abusive parents, and all these factors come together and create this maelstrom of evil, and then you can have an atrocity like this. Every person anywhere of sense, morality, decency is completely outraged by this, and it's a terrible situation for those families. And now, immediately, instead of just healing as much as we can as a nation and trying to provide comfort and support to the families affected directly, to the community of Uvalde in Texas, immediately there's an effort to politicize this. Joe Biden spoke last night. He spoke around 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And everyone, I think, unfortunately expected some version of what he said, which was initially, and let's be clear, the first things that he said, he's somebody who has lost his own, he has lost members of his own family. He's lost children, Joe Biden, to either disease or a tragic car accident, a cancer and a car accident. So he does have the ability to connect with parents who have lost children in a way that somebody who hasn't been through those circumstances would not be able to. And so in those moments when he's Joe Biden, a dad who has lost children, speaking to the country, those words are meaningful, and those words have the power to at least begin the process of psychological healing for the nation. I think people are in shock. The whole country's in shock over this. And whatever comfort is possible for the families of those affected, obviously their lives are shattered and will never be the same. And words are nowhere in the universe of truly healing in a moment like this. You can do the best. You say the best things you can to be as supportive as you can, right? That's all you can do. So when Joe Biden was doing that, it was him acting as a statesman. Unfortunately, that lasted about 2 minutes, and then he decided to make it about the usual Democrat talking points. Here he is, by name, calling out the gun lobby.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? It's been 3,448 days, 10 years since I stood up at a high school in Connecticut, a grade school in Connecticut, where another gunman massacred 26 people, including 20 first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Since then, there have been over 900 incidents of gunfires reported on school grounds.
So it's the gun lobby, he says. The gun lobby is responsible for this. There are almost 400 million guns in civilian hands in this country. We have a Second Amendment to the Constitution. We have a right to bear arms. There are people listening to this right now, including members of my own family, who are firearms, law-abiding firearms owners. And they have a right under our Constitution, under our system of government, to own those firearms. What exactly are the Democrats, what is Joe Biden recommending here? Because I've noticed this trend of do what I say, or this is what Democrats say, do what I want you to do, or else you don't care about the atrocity that just happened. because they'll say, we have to do something. Why won't Republicans do more? Why won't Republicans take action? They say. All right, well, what exactly is the action that we are supposed to take that would have stopped this sick maniac from murdering a bunch of children? What? Because if they have an answer, something that's even close to an answer, if they have a solution or something that is even in the proximity of limiting this incident in terms of probability from ever occurring again, I would say, all right, well, let's pursue that. Then they say a bunch of things that have absolutely nothing to do with anything. They'll say, well, why don't we have universal background checks? Okay, this guy, this mass murderer, passed a background check. Because it's very hard to, under our laws, take any rights away from somebody just based upon mental illness. And it's even hard to get somebody involuntarily committed to a psychiatric facility. It's very challenging to do so, even when they are a walking neon sign of, you know, murderous psychopathic intent, which this guy Ramos was. Now, because he is, Hispanic, we're not hearing about how this is all about America's white nationalism. So it instead turns entirely into a conversation with the Democrat media about gun control. Gun control. We need more gun control. And then we say, well, what is the gun control that you think would have stopped this? Do you want to actually change laws so that if somebody who is clearly, deeply mentally ill could be institutionalized against their will and for an indefinite period of time until there's a real certainty within the system? Keep in mind, that wouldn't even be a perfect system. Somebody could, as the Buffalo shooter, if you recall, just recently, the mass shooting in Buffalo, that individual was on the radar of the authorities and was committed for a short period and then knew that he just had to lie and say that he was okay. They would let him go. So this is a very complicated problem set. This is very difficult. Now, the only consistent, however unrealistic, solution to this situation from a gun control perspective, the only consistent position the left can hold would be to ban all guns in the hands of civilians. Well, if Democrats want to do that, if they want to forcefully take away guns from the American people, they should make that case. If they're not going to make that case, saying we need to have background checks when a background check wouldn't have stopped the shooting that just happened, they are just bludgeoning their political opponents with this emotional moment. In the aftermath of an atrocity, they are just weaponizing this for petty partisan politics. It's exactly what they're doing. What exactly are we supposed to do? Now, I'm gonna go even beyond. They're not solving the situation with what they put forward. They actually make it worse. They make it harder because it's clear that the primary impulse, people were yelling last night on, and I don't mean random strangers, the governor of California right away calling out Republicans. Why won't they do a damn thing on guns? What do you want Republicans to do on guns? Say what it is. Oh, universal background checks. Well, that wouldn't have stopped this last shooting or the shooting before that, from what we know, in Buffalo. So how are universal background checks going to stop shootings if they wouldn't have stopped the last two shootings? Stop saying that that any Republican who won't go along with this doesn't care about all the dead people, all the murders, all the atrocities that occur. And then let's also have a moment to take a step back and say, mass shootings by the numbers. If we're going to talk about now federal policy as it affects firearms, as it affects constitutional rights, mass shootings by the numbers are less than 1% of homicides in the United States. I think it's about 0.3 or 0.4% in any given year. So mass shooting is not necessarily even of this horrific scale. Mass shooting is usually considered three or more people. So that's less than 1% of the actual murders that occur in this country in any given year. Less than 1% of the gun violence that occurs in any given year. Again, depending on if we're talking about more than three, more than four, more than, you know, there are different ways the FBI, congressional acts in the past have looked at this issue and tabulated. Obviously, it's an awful business to look at how many murders are in the country in any given year. But if you want to solve things, if you want to have better policies, this is a necessary step in that process. So they don't have any honest solutions. And in fact, what they just want to do is demand action. And then when people won't do what they want, yell at them that they're horrible and they're monsters. Not a single Republican in this country who opposes the gun control talking points of the Democrats, who does not feel awful, does not feel a hole in their soul as they just read the headlines and see the stories of these families and these children who were killed. And anybody who refuses to accept that basic and shared universal humanity in this moment is actually just making the situation, making the aftermath of this worse. And that is what Democrats are doing. And that is, in fact, what Joe Biden himself did last night, when he could have just brought the country together. And the Democrats, they say that the Republicans are cowards on this issue. The Democrats in elected office are so cowardly on this, they won't even really say what they want to have done. They just say, we have to do something. And then when we say, okay, what? They say, why don't you care about dead children? It's awful. And this is what they do after every mass shooting, every time there's an atrocity like this. And it's because they have such a disdain for those who won't go along with their pseudo religion of leftism. That's a whole other piece of this conversation. I do want to talk briefly about the political results from the elections yesterday in Georgia. So we'll get to that in a moment. Switching gears, you know I love MyPillow products. They have changed my sleep for the better, and the My Slippers in particular are incredible. I'm wearing My Slippers right now. I put them on every day that I do the radio show because they are that comfortable. Then I walk around the office. I've also got a pair of My Slippers at home. They are phenomenal. Two layers of MyPillow foam and a layer of impact gel in these slippers that prevent fatigue. They're going to keep you comfortable all day, and they can be worn indoor and outdoor, made from high-quality leather suede. Trust me when I say you need these durable yet super comfortable slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. This would be a great time to stock up on a future gift for family members, too, because you're getting a fantastic deal on the slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, use promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited time offer. Slippers come with a one-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That website is MyPillow.com. Go to it now. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BUCK, B-U-C-K, and you'll save $90. That's right, $90 on My Slippers. I'm wearing mine right now. I absolutely love these slippers. Just on the political results from Georgia yesterday, Herschel Walker cruised to a primary victory. He's going to be squaring off against Raphael Warnock in the general election this fall. Very, very important Senate race. Kemp, I spoke to Kemp and Perdue yesterday, and Herschel Walker on the big radio show. Kemp defeated handily the Trump-backed Perdue for the gubernatorial race, which is interesting. People are taking note of that. So it was mixed results from the perspective of Trump endorsements, but I think a lot of people would have expected that, you know, it's not a Trump endorsement. It's not a panacea. It's not a guarantee, obviously. But Kemp is going to be in a battle against Stacey Abrams. Georgia is going to be a critical, critical election. And also my friend Jake Beckett, unfortunately, did not come out victorious in Arkansas for the Senate, but he ran a good race. We wish Jake well. We'll be talking to him. And for now, I'll leave it there on the politics side. And team, we'll talk more about that and everything else going on in the news tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.